that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. 'Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And it has, and good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers, coming to you live from an almost sunny Radio Ranch. Got about, I think sunrise is about 12 after today, but it's looking good this morning. We'd welcome you. Thanks for joining us. We'll bring the men on. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. And good morning, Brother John.
Good morning.
And we say good morning to, again, to you, the remnant. We thank you for joining us from sea to shining sea, from Florida, where they're recovering from this devastating hurricane that you heard almost nothing about. It's only, you know, killed people, and third most powerful hurricane to ever hit the United States, but you know, what's that for news? Who knows what we'll talk about this morning? We'll
have, underway.
Yeah, yeah, we'll have the phone lines open and kind of see where we go. Plenty going on, plenty to pray about. And John, we'll look to you for an opening prayer.
Okay. Well, Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for all of our many blessings. We thank you for this time that you set aside for us to come together to encourage one another to love and good deeds. Father, we ask that you would guide and direct us, give us wisdom and understanding. Father, discernment as to what it is that's important for your people, the remnant, to know. Father, show us how these things tie in with your word and with your prophecies. Father, we just ask that you would lead your people, Lord. Give us and understanding, hearing, and hearkening heart, so that we can hear the Holy Spirit, Father, and once we hear, that we would obey what it is that we are to do, Father. As the patriarchs of our households, we have a responsibility as the covering for our wives and our children. We also have a responsibility as a Christian disciple, a Jedi, to share the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ with all those that we can, to bring those out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of light. Father, we know that there are those that come only to steal, to kill, and destroy, and their job is to keep as many of your people out of your kingdom. Father, give us eyes to see, ears to hear. Remove the scales from those people's eyes and unstop their ears. Father, send your ministering angels out to those. Prepare their hearts and minds and souls to receive the truths, and give us the opportunity, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit speak through us with the words that you would have spoken to bring them out of that spell, Lord, to bring them to the place where they, the hard crust that the world has placed upon their heart, would be broken off, Father. Give them a soft heart for you and for your people. Give them eyes to see, Lord, the wickedness, the evil that's going on. Help them understand that this is a battle of good versus evil. And the winner will be the ones who show the most support to their God, whether it's the God of this world or the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And to that end, Father, we ask that you would raise up mighty prayer warriors, those men and women that are willing to take the time in prayer to provide that prayer support for your righteous angels to battle Leviathan in the high places. Send your guardian angels to protect your people, and those warring angels to do just that, to battle Leviathan in the high places. Father, we just claim the victory in the name above all names, Jesus Christ the Nazarene. We continue to pray for our president. We pray for those in positions of authority that their desire is to restore the government back to a godly government, Father. Just put a hedge of angels, a ring of fire, and a shield of light around them. Put angels above them, below them, to left, to right, front, and behind them. And Father, continue to send confusion into the camp of the enemy. We know that you are answering our prayers, Lord, that the things in the dark would be brought to the light, shouted from the rooftop. And there is confusion in their camp, and they are turning on one another, just as we have prayed. The rats are scurrying, Father. They're rolling over on each other. Father, just let them destroy themselves. We give you all the praise and all the glory in the name above all other names, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. And amen. Well, Remnant, we have the phone lines open this morning. 307-745-5913. If you'd like to give a call, if you have a question or a comment, you can call in and do that very thing, be part of the program. Quite a bit going on. Hurricane Michael rolled in as that, I think they said, the third most powerful storm. It was 1 mile an hour winds below a Category 5. 9-foot storm surge. Rolled on, pretty much wiped Mexico. I think it's called what? Mexico City? Mexico Beach?
Mexico Beach.
Pretty much wiped it off the earth. Just flattened it. I saw some pictures that, and it you didn't see this kind of destruction in the Middle East. But it just, you know, hard to describe. Total devastation. Said they're still. Heard on yesterday, looking into it, they're still going door to door. No cell service, no services whatsoever. They're going door to door trying to take care of people. The first responders are, and then it's
apparently there's a lot still missing.
There is. It's gone all the way up places in North Carolina and. Danville, Virginia is submerged, flooded by Michael. Now, they, you know, we just had Hurricane Florence, 2 weeks ago that came through from the ocean side and ripped through and brought massive flooding and devastation. And then here 2 weeks later, Hurricane Michael has come through. And I heard some people from North Carolina and Virginia, and they were saying, you know, we really weren't expecting this, that they... You know, they thought they were just going to be on the outer bands and just get some rain, and then they get, you know, a deluge. They were flooded, literally flooded. These are towns that are don't normally flood towns that are inland, and they just flooded from rain. But a lot of rain, a lot of rain.
Yeah, it's
and
been
it was
a while since the Panhandle got hit by a storm like that.
Yes, yeah, they said that's the. I think they said just about the first time they've had one roll in on that path, and the destruction that has brought over a million people, I think, without power, you know, those of us that are on the other side of the country, that it's not impacting. We are certainly to be praying for them. We have been. We'll continue to. You know, as they get mail service and stuff back, we'll be in contact with, you know, if we have any people that are impacted in those areas. But I just thought it was interesting because I heard from two different news reports, the people up in the Carolinas and Virginia, that they weren't expecting it. They weren't expecting it. And I just have to wonder how many of our remnant are that way. How many of our people are that way that are so preoccupied with, you know, the how the ball game came out last night, and so preoccupied with if Budweiser's on sale today, and so just so preoccupied with gathering their own straw, making their own bricks, and not seeing the signs of the times. How many of them are not going to be prepared? How many of them are going to be like those that mocked Noah for the years and years that he, you know, until the door was closed on the ark, and then they were not prepared either. You know, the signs of the times from the as you pray, John, the dissension, the turmoil, the leaders and the people in those areas turning on one another. I don't remember ever seeing the turmoil that we're seeing. The acts of violence against anything, whether it's a GOP office, several of those in the last few weeks, violence against people going into restaurants, violence against abortion protesters, violence, not yelling, not screaming, but kicking and pummeling. Mob violence. Saw that out of Portland this past week. They were, you know, Antifa. They were there griping and complaining about something. They want to shut the roads down. They want to tell people in cars where to go and what to do. And you know, when it's a pedestrian fighting against or trying to come up against a 3,000-pound, 4,000-pound car, it's usually the car that wins. And these idiots don't realize that. It just is. Again, Remnant, don't want you to be caught unprepared. Don't want you to be caught with things that are happening that you didn't expect. And I know that that has got to be the leading and part of the, you know, the material that's been given, John, especially to you the last... you know, the Black Robed Regiment and the Black Vest Regiment, the messages that you brought the last two Sundays to warn the people, to have them wake up and see what is going on.
Yeah, I read an article about what was going down there in Portland, Oregon, and it was these elderly couples that were being harassed by Antifa and all that, and one of the commentators in the article I read said, well, you know, those elderly people, they have a tendency sometimes to have their foot slip off the brake and hit the gas. And I was thinking, yeah, what a way to justify it. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know if you watch those videos, but it's just literally it's unbelievable. It's fat, obese, disgusting people that have masks over their face or a bandana, you know, that are basically just deciding that they're going to shut certain streets down and that you're going to, you know, they're directing traffic, and it's somewhat comical. But, you know, here's the reality. The reality is we're threatening their God, and their God is abortion. And when we threaten their God, and they're going to use everything that they have, come against us with everything that they have. And that's what they're doing. See, the demon rat party has lost the blue collar union worker.
Yes.
Trump was able to by making America great again, or whatever you want to call it, but bringing industry back to this country, restarting up the steel mills and starting, you know, and there's going to be pain. Obviously, there's going to be pain. There's going to be cost with trying to restore America, since it's been moved to China, you know. So to bring manufacturing back here, absolutely, it's going to cost more money for things for a while. But I think that's the thing. The Demon Rat Party realizes that they've lost the blue-collar American workers, and the only thing they have left is pretty much the losers, the ones
yeah.
that make higher education their career, you know, for 12, 15 years, whatever it is, the ones that are still living in mom and dad's basement at 30 years old, the ones that can't make a living because they're too damn lazy. That's the bottom line. But the sad thing is that those pieces of garbage can vote.
Can vote.
And And that's really what needs to change. And you know, maybe if we did win enough seats in the House and the Senate, that something like that could happen, where you couldn't vote till you're 20, you know, and you couldn't go to war till you're 20. Maybe we get back to some biblical principles and.
Amen.
But that's the bottom line. The
Amen.
Bottom line is that they're going after the scum that has nothing because they don't work. Well, the Bible says you don't eat if you don't work.
That's right.
And all they wanted, it's social justice, and I'm actually going to touch on that in the message tomorrow. The Lord's given me some stuff, I think. You know, we hear these terms, but do we ever really look them up? And when you look them up, it's interesting how they really, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. And everything that's going on can be tied into somewhere in the Bible, some story in the Bible, some encounter in the Bible. And like I said, there's nothing new under the sun. So everything that we're witnessing are all things that were witnessed, you know, in a similar way earlier on.
Amen. Well, guys, we got a caller. Let's bring the caller on. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, I'm happy to be calling in today. My name is Doc from Florida. I've called in before.
Okay, yeah, it's not...
Let me see if I'm speaking into the mic a little better. Is that better?
That's a little better, yeah.
Yeah, it's better.
I just wanted to say I'm down here in Central Florida. I'm just about even with Daytona Beach, and I'm halfway up the state and halfway east and west.
Awesome.
So where I am, the storm completely missed us. We just got a little rain. And I wanted to say how thankful I was. I didn't know if you could give me that office number.
Yeah, I can give you my office number, and just give me a call during the week. Are you ready to write it down? 307-742-7582, and that's our office number. You can give us a call, and if you have any questions or whatever, or want to place a book order or something.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
307-742-7582.
Okay. Listen, I wanted to also just really share with you guys. I'm kind of driving along. I just managed to pull over. I really wanted to share with everyone how I was so, I can't even think of a word to say how thankful I am for all the reading, all the guidance that I've received from Pastor Peters over the years. Around the year 2000, I had a shortwave radio come into my hand, and I was scrolling up and down the dial, listening to BBC and things like that, and I just stumbled across Pastor Peters, and I have learned so much. I've applied it in my life, and it's been such a blessing.
Awesome.
So I want to make sure, Ed, share that and really say thank you. And I'm so thankful you guys are carrying on the tradition. And I wanted to tell you a little tale about, I went down to renew my driver's license. And so they said, oh, this and that. And then they handed it to me and they said, okay, now I want you to look at it. And I didn't really have my glasses with me, so I just left with it. But you know what it had printed across the license was, by operating a motor vehicle, I hereby attest that I agree to any sobriety testing ordained by statute. And when I got home and read that, I was so mad, because I gave up my Fourth Amendment right for search and seizure. I gave up my Fifth Amendment right for not incriminating myself for the right to drive. But you know, they're unalienable rights. That means you can't just go to the man and say, put me in jail, I feel guilty. You're due the rights. You can't sign them off. You can't write them off and contract them away. They're God-given. So that was something that happened to me this last couple of weeks, and I wanted to share it with the group.
thought occurs to me that ties in just with what you were saying, John, with looking up the, you know, even the meanings of words. And that's where we are as a people, is that we've just, you know, the people don't understand. They don't understand the rights we have. They don't understand the you know, just what we're supposed to do. And what we're supposed to obey. Well, brother, thanks for the call. Have a safe trip. And, yeah, give me a call at that office number. We'll be in the office next week.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
All right.
Thank you.
And that has happened in so many places. You know, from the gun legislation to the legislation on parents. I was talking to a brother from Missouri yesterday, and talking about how he had years ago delivered his child at home, no problems, but you know, within a week, here's that knock on the door from Child Protective Services with a deputy, you know, wanting to check on things and make sure everything was all right. And many times that, you know, a lot of that has come about, these laws, many people call it the oppression that it is, have come about because the people haven't taken the personal responsibility that they're supposed to take. And having a, you know, didn't want to obey God's law, so God says, well, you don't want my law, I'll give you 10,000 new ones every year. And that's about what he's done. Didn't want to get off on that.
What do you see going on, Jason?
Well, one of the things is I've been following this hurricane, and I'll tell you what, this hurricane that comes through is just, you know, it was insane. You look at just people that are without power and without utilities, it's like, yeah, I mean, they're talking about bad, but 326,000, customers without power, without gas, without anything in Florida, 37,000 in Alabama, 133,000 in Georgia, 92,000 in South Carolina, 731,000 in North Carolina, 271,000 in Virginia. I mean, and it's still going, too. It's, it's up, and as of 2 o'clock, and it was up into Virginia pretty heavily. And, that's approximate numbers, but you know, of course. But, that's a lot. You look at some of these before and after photos, And, you know, it just reminds me, I mean, it's like, how do you even describe it, you know, after seeing the pictures? I know there's a lot of people out there that haven't seen the pictures, but it's like, you know, you're looking at an anthill and, you know, seeing a perfectly built anthill, and then you stick your foot in it and you rub it around and you throw the sand all over the place. That's the way, like, you know, that's the way a lot of these things look. I mean, you look in at places that, you know, where there was housing developments, and now there's, you can see a few trees, and it looks like somebody crumbled up some toothpicks and left them there. It's just stuff. It's like God stuck his hand down and just wiped off a Monopoly board, and I mean, it's like start over. Yeah. You're talking about the trees being destroyed, and I mean, it's going to be years and years of recovery, but for a lot of those places, you know, just to even get their infrastructure back in. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. And I think about those people, and it's like, you know what, I know what they're doing, and what a lot of the people that we're facing is what we need to be doing is crying out, you know, Lord Jesus, save us. And that prayer just needs to be on the tip of our tongue at all times now, because we're living in those perilous times. You know, whether it's, you know, facing Antifa, facing the storms that are coming with us. I mean, times are changing. And, you know, I think that it's that peace that passes understanding that we got to learn to walk in. And it's that faith that overcomes the world that we have to have. You know, and when just walking that trust in the Lord each and every day. We're facing different fights and different challenges each and every day. I mean, when this storm came in, I mean, yeah, they expected it to come in hit Florida, and then, you know, downgrade it to from a Category 5 to a Category 1, and then back up, and they really don't tell you what's going on. But, you know, they never expected it to hit Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, or Virginia. And it's things are changing, and we just need to be prepared for whatever God throws our direction. And I think that it's one of the things that as we learn to walk into that in that peace and to have that faith, you know, everybody's not going to have to do the same thing as we're survivalists. It's a lot of people don't like that term, but it's just, you know, that's what our forefathers were of the Bible. You know, they survived the things and the plagues and the attacks that came their direction. And what one person is led to do, the next person may not be led in the same direction or to prepare the same way. But that's the way that the body works together. Is if everybody had the same job and everybody stocked up on the same thing or prepared for the same scenario, you wouldn't have very many bases covered. And so I think that it's really important to ask the Lord and to pray and to, you know, expect an answer. You know, what am I supposed to do and how am I supposed to prepare for what has come in my direction? And how am I going to be most useful to the remnant, to my family, however you want to put it, in a situation that might come my direction.
Amen. Yeah, you know, I think another thing God's teaching us too is you think you got insurance, right? You think that that's going to cover whatever you need, you know, but it's not. And
right.
And you're going to rely on me, or there's going to be destruction, because that's really what's going on.
Amen.
Here in Colorado with all the hailstorms that we've had, I know a few. Few men that are partial owners in car dealerships and things like that, and the hail insurance has gone up five times what it was, and to a point where it's unaffordable. And you know, I think people are going to learn that really the only protection that we have is the blood of Jesus, and how you contact that blood is through baptism, where you go into that watery grave, you're born again of the water and the Spirit. You receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and your name's entered in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when you do that, your jurisdiction is taken from the world and given to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then that gives you special access to the protection of the blood and of the Lord Jesus Christ. And just like you said, it needs to become part of our vocabulary. You know, save us, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I think more and more that's going to come into play.
It is. Psalms 18:3 tells us that. It says, I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. I am saved from my enemies. And when we call upon the Lord, we are. when we know him and he knows us and we have that relationship, we've been obedient as we're supposed to be, which it runs in contrary and in contrast to everything that these modern-day Baal preacher Judeo-Christian churches are telling you. You know, what do they say? Just believe, 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 and that's enough. You know, and they quote, oh, he who believes will be saved. Don't you read that in the Bible? Yeah, but that's not all we read in the Bible. The demons also believe and shudder. You know, we have a little booklet, and I've had it out a little more often lately. It's called the I Am Confessional. Just a little, 30-page booklet. And we'd be glad to send it to you, folks, because we have to, one little note in here says, the I Am Confession is not denying that certain symptoms, pains, feelings, and hardships exist. It is not giving it rule or ultimate victory over us. Faith is believing and confessing before experiencing the results. And, 1 Peter 4:11 says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. And it is another tool that we have, that our pastor put together, that we have in print form. And we have sent hundreds, I'd say we've sent thousands out. We've reprinted it. And it is just a great, small, short, but an encouraging tool that you need to have. To remind, to help you be prepared. I can, and I mentioned it before, but, growing up in Central Florida, John, I know you grew up in the Chicago area or that area, and, you get that lake effect snow. You know what it's like in the wintertime. You know these things come in. In Florida, you have hurricanes. Granted, we do. Now, this Hurricane Michael, third most powerful to ever hit the continental United States, you don't always have a lot like that. But you had to prepare, and you had to, kind of face the storm. Hey, it's going to be rainy going to work today. You have to, make sure you have good tires on your vehicle. You had to prepare. As storms, you saw that they were coming. You had a couple days to prepare. You filled your gas tank up. You made sure you had food and water. You did those type of things. That's what we're talking about this morning, folks, is preparing, being ready. Being ready. Who knows what storm's coming tomorrow? We've got cold weather coming in. Beautiful sunrise, but we've got wind and snow and supposed to be a high of zero or a low of zero tomorrow. And that'll definitely bring below zero wind chills. And so, you have to get ready for that. You don't just, shorts and t-shirt, maybe a sweatshirt one day and then step into that without getting prepared. We know it's coming. Well, we might not know exactly what's coming, like you said, Jason, whether it's Antifa, whether it's, physical storms, storms of health, storms at work. We need to be ready. And one way is, to confess. And the I Am Confessional does so much. We've got them. We'd be glad to send them to you. You can contact us here at Scriptures for America. Our mailing address, I'll give it real quick to you, is Scriptures for America, Post Office Box 766. That's 766. That's in La Porte, Colorado, 80535. And you can send us an email, preacher@sfaw.org. And if you don't have the I Am Confessional, it's small enough to probably fit in your Bible. But I encourage you to have it because it reminds us of what we are in Christ. That we are nothing of our own, but when we are in Christ, we can do all things in Christ Jesus who strengthens us. And that's where, like you said, John, our insurance needs to be, our assurance needs to be. And this I Am Confessional, I think, is a great tool. It's a good reminder. It's mainly full of scriptures. It really is. It's got more. It's almost just a scripture book. So we have it. If you don't have it, you need to have it in your Bible. The I Am Confessional.
Yep. Another thing I saw was it looks like I don't know if you saw that F-35. I think it was that went down in South Carolina, and apparently the black box or the last transmissions or whatever said that the plane seemed to have been taken over by some other form of control, and which it looks like they immediately grounded all these F-35s. But you know how you're working with something, a new tool, or I can think of a shovel. You know, a shovel used to last a lifetime. Well, when they're starting to be made in China, you'd dig a few times and the shovel handle would break or the bevel yep. would dent or whatever because it's junk. Well, it turns out that our government, in their infinite wisdom, probably during the past previous administration, was using lots of parts made in China. And apparently it looks like that some of the chips that were used in the computers, even in like government servers and things like that, they're starting to realize that those were embedded with alternate commands and ways for them to manipulate our military equipment and servers, you know, high up in the government. So,
wow,
this making America great again is more than just a slogan. It's we need to start making all of this stuff in America. But even that doesn't ensure anything because there's so many traitors that have infiltrated into this country now. But I think it's significant that these things are being found. That's another answer to prayer, in my opinion. Because can you imagine you're actually fighting a war and all of a sudden you can't control your your ships or your planes? I guess, remember, there was a couple of military or Navy ships that crashed into each other here in the last 2 years. When do you ever remember seeing that? Never, you know?
Yep.
And supposedly now that's starting to be tied back to chips in the computers and the navigation system, given false radar readings, things like that, that that are causing these accidents. So I think that's pretty significant, and also another answer to prayer that the things done in the dark would be brought to the light.
Amen.
Well, and I think that ties in with, you know, I mean, for years we've been, you know, they suspected a lot of these car crashes, you know, of murders, you know, of people, you know, talking about how they lost control of their car and all of a sudden their car was driving themselves. And as of recent, there's been a lot of videos that as technology and these hackers like to, they're trying to expose a lot of this stuff. And, I mean, they'll show you how easy it is to take control of a person's car. I mean, next thing you know, they can turn on the radio, turn off the radio, turn on this and turn on that, and kill the car when you're driving down the road, lock up the brakes when you're going down the road. I mean, you know, with the new scan bus system that those cars have got in it, everything's controlled by electronics. And, you know, it's especially since it's in the remote diagnostic system. And, I mean, it's, you know, somebody that, I mean, when you see an 18-year-old kid on the computer that is, all of a sudden you're talking to him on the phone and next thing you know is he's hacked your car and he's got complete control over your car. That's not a very safe situation to be in, you know. And it's a lot of that stuff is coming out. I mean, and I'm hoping and praying that they can find out on some of these cases that we've talked about over the years if that was indeed murder, because it's you know, it's gotten it. I mean, it's there. The technology is there, and it's you know, that's being brought to light.
Yeah, amen. Well, you know, the reality is Ephesians 6:12 still there. I just found it. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. And the other thing we need to remember is 2 Corinthians 4:3-4 says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. I mean, it's hard for people to understand, I think. That's probably one of the biggest deceptions in the land, is that they think that everybody can be saved and that everybody is good at heart. Well, no, they're not. They're,
right.
They're those that come only to steal, kill, and destroy, and they are of their father, the devil, who was a liar from the beginning. And that's one of the big traits, really, is if you know you see someone who's a constant liar, be aware. It's a warning to be alert.
Amen. Amen to that.
The witches are up to their old tricks again too now, praying.
Saw that. Coming against Justice Kavanaugh now.
Yeah, they pretty much admitted that they haven't had any effectiveness against President Trump, and there's only one reason that they haven't had effectiveness against President Trump, and it's because the American people, those that have the laws of God written on their heart, those that understand spiritual warfare, have been praying for him, and if God's hand is on him, then there's nothing that they can do to harm him. And you don't think that they're going literally crazy trying to figure out why nothing that they've done that's always worked in the past has taken down this president, whether physically or politically or whatever it is they try. They just cannot figure it out. They still can't figure out why Hillary lost, to be honest with you, because in the physical realm, they had cheated enough.
Yeah.
They had won. They were already celebrating. Like I said last week, they had become so arrogant that they didn't think that, well, wait, maybe we should have Ruth Bader Ginsburg step down, who's probably going to be removed from the court, by the way, very soon, because she can't even stay awake for 5 minutes in the court. And, you know, they're starting to realize that, well, you know, they were so arrogant that they knew that Hillary Clinton was going to be the next president, that she was going to be the closer, the final nail in the coffin for this country, and I believe she would have, but for God's grace and mercy and compassion upon his people. Because why? Because his word says he would. If my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then what does it say? Then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. But it's just, you know, there's a window of opportunity for our people to come to that place of repentance and to realize that we can't do it. We can't. The insurance companies aren't going to protect us. The government, God, the small g God government, is not going to protect you, and it's not going to provide for you. It's only the Lord Jesus Christ, through his grace and mercy, because he loves us, that will provide for us. And that's the lesson that he wants us to learn, I believe.
Amen. Amen. He always has. He always has. You know, you look back in your life, can you ever remember, and I know we've talked many times how we remember how the Lord's delivered us from this affliction, or delivered us from this health problem, or delivered us from this, you know, enemy coming against us, delivered us out of jail, and can you ever remember when he hasn't? You know, when he hasn't delivered. Now, there's times he might delay things to teach a lesson. You know, but don't we do that with our children? You know, they ask for something, and we say, they want something, and sometimes we just tell them no. It's no for now, because we know maybe they're not ready for it, or we know that maybe they need to learn a lesson in this. And we get that from our God. He is the same way with us. That we, you know, he always provides. He always has. Always. Always has.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw, Jason, there in your home stomping grounds, Minnesota, just a week or two ago, they said over 100 Muslims basically rushed the gates of Valley Fair Amusement Park right there in Shakopee, which you and I had delivered furniture to for many years. And I remember driving by that Valley Fair Amusement Park, and you know how, I don't know if you've ever been to amusement park, not that I recommend going, but you know, they have basically some low-paid help at the gates to check your tickets or scan your tickets or whatever. Well, over a hundred I'm sure they were Muslim, Somali teenagers and men just rushed through security, jump in the gate fences so there was no metal detection or anything else, so they made it in with their weapons, and just causing havoc through the whole park. And if you read the story, that they picked a kind of a bad day to do it because it was the Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, and there was a fair number of police officers there. I don't know if they were armed or what, but they were able to help break up the group. But if you look at the government, the mayor and the police chief and things like that, that the whole goal right now is because of the midterm elections coming up, and especially because the head of the Democratic Party that's accused of sexual assault. I can't remember his name. But anyways, he's running for Attorney General of Minnesota. Do you know that, Jason?
No, I did not.
Yeah. But anyways, the whole goal is to keep Ellison, which this is an important point, too. Pastor Peters pointed this out at the time. Keith Ellison was the only representative to ever demand to be swore in on the Quran, and they let him. And if you remember, I think it was the weekend after that, or the weekend during his swearing in, where that Minnesota bridge collapsed.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. And I mean, I can't ever remember in my lifetime a bridge like that just collapsing for no reason. And Dad said that was a sign from God, which I'm sure it was. The blasphemy of this Muslim demanding to use the Quran instead of the Bible. But anyways, this Keith Ellison is running for Minnesota Attorney General, and their whole goal was to keep it hidden that it was Somali immigrant, you know, illegal aliens, really, that came in and caused this disruption. Most of the reports were that 100 young youth broke through security and caused disruption. So it's just another example.
According to a lot of the interviews on the police, of the police officers that were there and that responded to it, they're saying that the media is keeping it quiet, and they're mad at the media because the media won't report that they were Somalis because they don't want to affect the midterm elections.
Right. But it's another example of, you know, you think maybe you're taking your family to the amusement park, or you're taking your family to, what's the one in Missouri? That's about the only one that you can really take your family to. But
Silver Dollar City.
What's that?
Silver Dollar City.
Silver Dollar City.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you think you're safe, you're just going to have a nice day with your family. Well, be prepared, because these uprisings are taking place all across the country, and it's just following the Rules for Radicals, Saul Alinsky's book. And if you can't have your way, then cause destruction and mayhem, and until the people come around to your way. Well, that news for them ain't gonna happen in this country. You want to start a civil war, you're gonna be on the wrong end of that.
Amen. Jason, I saw a article this week, made me think about you. It was salmon being caught in the Puget Sound. I think I said that right, Puget Sound. Recently found to be contaminated with a toxic cocktail of over 81 drugs and chemicals. And these, I mean, from cocaine to Flonase to Tylenol, Paxil, Valium, estrogen from birth control pills, Zantac, a lot of over-the-counter drugs that they're finding, you know, things like that Aleve and Flonase and Tylenol and things like that. And just thought, oh my gosh, you know, it's not, it's being irradiated is not enough. Now the fish are, you know, in the sound there that are being caught, are they're testing and having this. And this this research, it went on, it said they were, said the researchers even had a hard time completing it because they went up to the Nisqually, I don't know if I said that right, Nisqually estuary, and it's a water source that's not near any wastewater treatment plants or anything, and they thought, well, this will be a fresh water source, clean water, where we can have a base. You know, we'll test these and we'll see that they don't have any of these drugs, and then we can compare different areas and see how bad the drugs are in certain areas in the water, in the fish. And even there, the fish were testing positive for these drugs.
That's global warming. Who are you kidding?
And I just, you know, the thought occurred to me was sort
of... That's all the stuff that's coming out of the people.
It is.
And the people are taking.
That's right. That it's not, you know...
Being dumped into the ocean.
That's right. People say that, it doesn't pass through. Well, it does. You know, there's residual effects in people long term, but it also, there's amounts that pass through. And that's what the article was saying, is that the wastewater treatment plants, they don't filter out anything to do with this, with these drugs. And so in your areas of mass concentrations of people, that they're finding this drugs in the fish. Now, you know, they fish in the water are kind of like bumblebees on land. You know, they're like the canary in the mines they used to have, you know. On land, when your bumblebees are disappearing and having problems, that really shows you that there's a problem. And fish are like that in the water. It seems like the edible fish. You know, there's been a long time. It wasn't when I was growing up, but you know, they'll warn you. Well, don't eat but one fish a week, or one fish or two fish a month out of this certain body of water, because a lot of mercury poisoning, and especially for pregnant women, that, you know, they have all kind of warnings for that. And so the fish are on drugs if they're not full of radiation. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been having that up that Puget Sound area for a long time. They started studying that 10, 15 years ago. We used to go fishing in Puget Sound quite a bit. It's just outside of Seattle, Washington. And talk about great fishing. I mean, it was just phenomenal. And about 15 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, they started noticing that. I mean, every year they do a salmon count and a salmon, and they check the numbers on the salmon runs, and they kept going down and down and down and down, and what they started finding was, number one, they found that the females weren't getting pregnant, and the males had lost their sperm count. And it was all due, they started testing, it took them several years to figure out what was going on, and it was birth control. It was, you know, birth control that was getting washed out back into the water, just going through the septic systems and the water waste treatment plants. And it was getting back into the water supply, and it was having an effect upon it. And at 10 years ago, they were saying that the numbers had dropped probably 30%. Then it's been just in the last couple of years that they're finding that like you said, the Xanax and all these psychotropic drugs, I mean, that's just skyrocketed. But, you know, you went from, in the last 15 years, we went from, you know, 1 in 20 people being on those drugs to 1 in 4. You're talking about hundreds and hundreds of percent increase, and, you know, that stuff's going to go somewhere. And, you know, even with that, the birth control and the psychotropic drugs and everything like that, you can filter the water, you can run it through back into the ground and get it into the water supply and filter it, and you don't get it out. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Well, the phrase that comes to mind is, Jesus saves your people.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, God has provided water for his people in the desert where there was no water. He has provided food for his people in the desert when there was no food, and had it so that their clothing didn't wear out. And if he can do that, he can certainly save us. Again, folks, that's why you need to be prayed up. You need to be praying for your food. Pray for your water, you know. For all. The Bible says we can take poison and it not harm us. Well, do we believe that? That's the same Bible that says Jesus rose from the grave. We believe that about Jesus. We should believe that about the poison. And that we are to, you know, when Jesus broke the bread, when he fed the multitudes, what did he do first? He blessed it. He prayed to the Heavenly Father. Good examples for us to follow today. It really is. It really is. You know, I also saw, as we're wrapping up here, not to go back to the hurricane, but I saw a couple of different instances where, Florida deputies were praying before they were going on duty into that panhandle area. Saw one, it got sent to me, it was, Leon County Sheriff's Office in Tallahassee, and there's probably 100 deputies in this room, black, white, Latino, and they're bowed heads and praying. It's not that that all the people that work for the man are evil, mean, wicked, and nasty. He has his people where they need to be. Got a next newsletter coming out. We just got Volume 7 mailed and emailed and all that out. Hey, Volume 8, we might be printing it next week. It's coming right out, and John got to look at your article, and it talks about a man that worked for the man and then turned on the man. How about that? And God has his people out there. He does. Well, guys, we're about out of time. Hey, folks, come to church with us in the morning. You can do it right at your computer, scriptures4america.org, starting at 8:30 in the morning, run until noon Mountain Time, and that's an hour later Central, a couple hours later Eastern. Join us, and, you know, there'll be... It's what we have to do. It's what we are told to do, to not forsake the assembly, to come together, to remember what our Lord and Savior did, to have fellowship, to kind of reset. And that's part of what it is for. And so we'll be doing that in the morning. And like we ask, if you're going to join us in person, give us a call. Let us know. We don't like those kind of surprises. But you can join us at scriptures4america.org. Starting at 8:30 in the morning, and just click on the live video stream. Well, guys, we are all but out of time. Thanks for joining us, and guys, we'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 stay high. This country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating. Our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.